Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends. Your friends. We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand.
Remembering God's favor.
Broadcast. I'm Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. I want to thank you again, our wonderful radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. We have another beautiful, beautiful discussion for you. Please hit the number one button on your phone. Join us. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you're thinking. And invite someone else to join us also. Always invite another person, all right? The show's title today will be, Life is the Goodness of Allah in the Human Soul. Yes, life is the goodness of Allah in the human soul. So, people, you are wasting your time trying to find life in material things because material things are only for testing people's faith in the unseen world of Allah. Eternal of Allah's eternal reality. The reality of the human being is not the same. It's inside the human being. So people, the problems the world are having today, evil, dominates most people's lives because people are looking outside of themselves. People, when we are God conscious, Allah, our Creator, is the only reality. Human life is in Allah's reality when the human conscience is awakened to Allah's reality and the human soul. And people, Allah is all good. And Allah only accepts all good. So you think then you can keep playing the deadly game of mixing good, the good life with the evil life. This type of thinking destroys and kills the human soul. This is why most people are walking dead and don't even know it. Yes, people, as you can see, we're going to have a strong discussion today, heavy discussion about life. What is it? Where is it? You know, why is all this evil going on? We continue discussing what's going on fire, people. We have to look at self. We have to look at self. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabbat, Assalamu Alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Walaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, I first of all want to give all praises to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all the worlds, the Sustainer of all the worlds, for waking us all up this morning again and giving us another chance to get our life back in line with his will, which is all good. So this prayer is the opening prayer, and it's the most often repeated prayer, Allah say, in the Grand Quran. In other words, Allah say, this prayer, it equals you almost reading the whole Quran because it carries your being saved, the message of you being saved from the evil of yourself in this world, and it saves you from going astray after Allah guides you to the straight path. So this prayer is very important. And that covers the beginning and the end. You want Almighty God, Allah, to guide you now, and Allah, you want him to guide you to the end, because he gave evil respite, remember, to test man and woman's faith. He tests us with good and evil. And he's going to let evil test us till we die, to see which one of us will choose evil or good. And knowing that if we choose the good, he's going to guide us, and we will be the best in our conduct. But most people have chosen evil, and they're the worstest, Allah say, in the conduct of all of his creatures, the so-called human beings that reject faith in their own creator, no matter what name they want to call him. So we'll begin with this prayer, but that was necessary for me to say those things, because this is serious. This is no playing time. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata al-mustaqeen. Sirata al-adheen amta alayhim. Gharihim maghdubi alayhim wa atu'aleen. Ameen. We just say it translated from the pure Arabic language of Allah in the Quran into this corrupt English language with the name of the Creator, Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise and all glory is due to the one God, Allah. We ask Allah to guide us on his straight path, the path of those on whom he has bestowed his favor, his grace, his protecting grace down here in this evil world. And we ask Allah to forgive us and protect us from being of those who go astray from the pure nature he created in every human being, which is good. By nature, all human beings are good. So we ask Allah to bless us to keep that good nature. And if we don't have it in us, get it soon, because we don't have much longer to get right, get that nature, that godly nature back, and live this godly life we were created to live before our time expires. I was out working yesterday, and this is in the prayer, I mean, and God, with my first name, used to talk to a lot. He had passed away, and the lady told me, and it hit me like a, wow, I was just seeing him, he was lively. So you don't know when your time coming. So this prayer is to give you guidance from your Creator. And if you follow this prayer sincerely, it will protect you from going astray. It's called Al-Fatiha. I hope you got all of that, people. I know I added a little bit more onto the Al-Fatiha, but it was necessary. So, people, this day is a gift to us, first of all. A lot of people that laid down last night and Allah of the Creator put them to sleep, he took their soul out of their body, and their body laid there dead. That could have been you or me. Do we ever think about these things like this, or do we just go about our way thinking that everything that happens, you in control, or some other person, a human being, is in control, and y'all can make things happen? We couldn't even do anything unless it was through the power of our Creator. He say, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, saying his final revelations in the Holy Quran, Almighty God, Allah said he is closer to the human being than our jugular vein. You know what that means, people? You know, a lot of people, the way they live, they act like I said, like, you know, it's automatic, like they're supposed to wake up. They act like it's automatic that they're supposed to be able to go to the grocery store and get food. But where did this food come from? They act like it's automatically that even if their car or vehicle's running well and don't give them no issues, they act like, oh, my mechanic, he's been keeping up my car. That's why my car running good. What? Is your mechanic God? Then God show them the car break down again. Okay, well, and if God don't give the mechanic the knowledge of how to fix your car, he can't even fix it, because as human beings, we come into this world, Allah created us knowing nothing. And if we reject our Creator in our life, we will be in that same state of knowing nothing. Oh, we'll know how to, wallow in this filth and evil, in this old evil, ungodly world. But we won't know anything that is good to benefit us or to help us to prepare for our real spiritual life, eternal life, in the hereafter with our Creator. You see, people, whether you know it or not, we come from heaven. And our origin is from heaven, the sincere believers in the law, and our destination is back in heaven after we die with our Creator. But there's a stipulation. There's responsibilities and obligations go with you getting back to heaven. You must live what? A righteous life. Almighty Allah say in his final revelations in the Quran, Holy Quran, he say, it is not our, us as people, our children, our families, our following of people, like celebrities and movie stars or whatever. He says not our so-called money or wealth that's going to bring us closer to him. Each day he bless us to live to see. He said, if we want to measure our success every day, and we can see this clear, he said, if you want to measure your success as a human being, you don't measure by how much more materialism you have accumulated. He said, you measure your success by asking yourself, at the end of the day, before you retire to go to sleep again, how much closer have I gotten this day to my Lord? Have I got closer to my Lord this day than I did yesterday? That's how you measure success. Because Allah said, all that's with us going to soon pass away. But our Creator said, all that's with him going to last all forever, people. So the sister is right, this is no game. And life is not created for sport and play. Life has a serious purpose. And we wasn't just given life as human beings to live and die, and that's the end of the story. No. You will be awakening to the judgment day. And I talk to people all the time because I go out and do what you call missionary work, or in Islam, da'wah, the same thing, spreading the faith of unity, the oneness of the worship of the Creator in the streets, from city to city, still being blessed to do it for 45 years. And I know that most people, they act just like, I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen after I die. And they show it in their conduct. They act just like, I'm all right right now. I can believe in God, but I ain't got to really, follow no commandments, obey God. I can just believe in him. And as long as I believe in him, I'll be all right. And then a lot of them got that lie like that from Christianity, so-called Christianity, which is no religion at all. No true religion of Allah the Creator is called Christianity. It was made up by the devil's people. And the devil, he did a masterful job in saying that Jesus is the Son of God and he's a white man. So even in that, just in what I just said, subliminally, that's telling you if Jesus was a white man, they say, really, first of all, God gave his only begotten son to save the world of our sins, right? And say, God's son was white, okay? And they say, Jesus done died for their sins. And so this is a Christian country, and all around the world, Christians all around the world, they know this is a lie because it don't even make sense. The supreme creator who created everything, he's the creator. He's not creation. How can he have a child when he have no wife? He have no woman. He have no mother, no grandfather. He don't have no human family. He creates human families on this earth for us only to test our faith in him and his world, unseen world, for a little while. So we must wake up before it's too late to wake up. Allah Almighty say we people can reach a point or stage in sinning where he will close the doors of forgiveness on us. We won't be able to get back to him. We'll be destined for the hellfire forever after our resurrection and judgment, after our death here on this earth. I want to read you some here and then give away to somebody else. This right here says these are some of the traps and snares of the devil, or how the devil get us to turn away from our Creator and get caught up into this evil world of his and his followers. This book here is called Spiritual Warfare. It's a five-fold attack of Satan on the human being. It says here, that you have been snared or captured by the devil, you are bound by the desires of your flesh. Now check that out. Our flesh desires are called nafs, false desires. So the only way the devil can come into our life as human beings and cause us to do evil to ourselves, our children, our family, and our human family, not just our blood relatives, we're one human family. The only way he can cause us to destroy each other like we're most people are doing, he has to snares his deception. He captured you with his deceptions. His snares also is his traps. You see, he got traps, all kinds of traps, to capture your attention, to take your attention away from the unseen and keep your attention on the seen. And he say he does this by our false desires of our flesh. Now the thing that attracted you as a and then says, well, once he does this, bear with me, say, once he captured you through your false desires, following your own false desires, now the thing that attracted you, whatever it is that he attracted you to, that thing becomes your, holds you as a slave or a prisoner, that thing becomes your slave master or your God. Now I'm going to stop right there. I want you to think about that. Whatever you worship besides the Creator, it becomes, you become a slave to that thing. If it's your husband, you become a slave to your husband. If it's your wife, you become a slave to your wife. If it's your children, you become a slave to your children. If it's money, you become a slave to money. If it's the sun, you become a slave to the sun. If it's the moon, you become a slave to the moon. And I want to read this quickly. In the beginning, it seemed to be what you wanted. But when you no longer have a desire for it, it still holds you by your flesh desires and your heart. Satan knows Allah's word and tries to duplicate or imitate Allah's word. Now, that's powerful. Think about that. That's what I believe.
Well, that's my friend. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thank you for joining us this morning. As you can see, we have, as we say, dynamite, strong discussion on this morning, people. And well, Imam Shahid is ready. He's ready and coming on. So let's be ready to join him. To ask questions. To give some feedback. Push the number one button on your phone and let us know that you're there and that you would like to join the talk, the discussion. Let us know what you're thinking. Okay? Now, we do have some people who have been here with us for a while, some listeners, and two of them might see are so supportive of us, and I'm going to call the first number that I saw that was on here, seems like before I was on here this morning, and that is the Imam from Georgia, Imam Abdul Kareem.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam wa rahmatullah. How are you, sister?
Fine, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Mom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you?
I'm.
You can't hear me?
I have. Yeah, I was gonna be loud, man. Shaitan, I didn't press one, so I didn't know that you could hear me.
Oh, okay. No,
Yeah.
I can hear you, but if you don't press one, sometimes your number doesn't show up in the studio. But what happens
okay.
the first five people to call in, they always put them in the studio.
Right.
So your number showed up for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to have anything to read today from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I had an operation on my eyes on Thursday and my eyes are swollen and they almost shut and I can't hardly see. So I'm just going to listen today and inshallah people will understand what you have to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. And we pray. We pray Allah bless you to get well soon, brother.
Thank you.
We pray for your comfort too, brother, and that Allah will heal you as soon as possible.
Inshallah.
Thank you. Okay, I have another number here. The other brother also, who is another wonderful and faithful brother, and he's from Winston Salem, North Carolina. I believe I have the correct person this time. I would like the name of Abdul Kareem.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. How's the brother and the sister and the guests? Alhamdulillah.
Doing very well, our beloved brother, and we hope you and your family are too, and the community.
Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah Khairun, Alhamdulillah, I appreciate that. Alhamdulillah, Imam, when you were talking earlier, just the resemblance of that thinking that I kind of grew up in, you know, that thinking, and when you're able to step out of it, when you hear the truth, the correct truth, and, you know, for me, when you accept Islam and you're able to look at the other perceptions that were kind of placed on you by either community or school or this or that. I mean, just it sounds so mixed up. But when you're in it, you know, when you're in it, you don't want to let it go because you say my parents are doing this and my parents believe that and my elders believe this and my elders believe that. But when you step back, it just sounds so much like Greek mythology. And when I heard Greek mythology, I never, you know, believe that, you know, that the Zeus and these other Greek gods and everyone once in a while, one of them would come and mate with a human and they'd have a half child, half god, you know, half human, half god, you know, Zeus will have
right.
And that's so much what it sounds like. And I don't want to, you know, when you, you know, when it comes across disrespectful or whatever, people think their religion is being attacked. So I definitely don't want to turn anybody off. But that's just exactly what it sounds like. You know, when you say the truth, it's like how, like I shiver, you know, because you have to say falsehood so that people could hear the falsehood. And then you say the truth. So, you know, how could you attribute to the Lord of the world, the creator of the heaven and earth, you know, how could you attribute a son to him and daughters as angels? You know, they said the angels are his daughters and this sort of thing and that sort of thing. And when you step back, it just does not make sense, you know. But when you're doing it, when you're trying to live it, you think it makes the most sense in the whole world. And the Quran was revealed for that. It was revealed to take people out of misconceptions and ignorance. Yes, there's some truth. There's a lot of truth. Allah gave us these books. But here's another revelation, the final revelation that's not going to be tampered with, the undeniable, absolutely unequivocally undeniable revelation that was revealed to an unlettered prophet to share with you. Undeniable. So you take what's right in that coincides with what you used to believe, and you see the truth in that. And then whatever story, like any other story that gets mixed up and confused, you throw that away. You know, if you went fishing when you were younger, that fish story sounds so good. You tell it to a different crowd. You tell that story 10 times. You tell it 10 different ways. By the time you're done, the fish that got away was 10 feet tall and, you know, pulled your whole boat down the down half the ocean. But that's just you telling the story. When you narrow it down to the truth, it was just you and your buddy with a, you know, small fishing line, and the fish snapped a five-pound test. It wasn't that big a deal. And when you start doing that with Allah's word and say, oh, this is adding your own parts to the story to it and changing it, then that day, just like you said, when you put your head on the pillow, that day you got further away from your Lord than you were before you went to sleep, because you were just propagating falsehood. You didn't look up any truth. You didn't look up whatever truth that Allah gave you in the Quran, which everybody has access to. Everybody
right.
has access. You could go online and find any translation for any language you want. And then when you want to go further, you could learn the Arabic. So you want to know exactly what Allah
right.
said? You could go ahead and learn the Arabic. Until then, you could read any, you know, good translation that you want, any translation that's approved, you know, by scholars. You could read that you want. You don't have to want to read some Orientalist translation, but you can go find in any language a translation of the Quran, and you won't be able to deny a single word in that book.
That's right.
So to stay in ignorance, to stay in something that sounds so far-fetched that your Lord came down here, and we can't even legally have a child without being married. We're not supposed to have a child outside of marriage, and we're not. So why would you put that on your Lord? And say, you know, he has a son, and but he doesn't have a wife, but he has a son, and it's, you know, far be it. And Allah says in the Quran over and over again, far be it for you to put those things onto the Lord of the world, the Creator of heaven and earth. In truth, is beyond that. Everything is His creation. Every single thing is His creation. So, you know, just when you say the truth and it makes so much sense to someone who might be on something else, it might hit them like a brick. And it
exactly.
hits hard. And, you know, and when something hits you hard, sometimes you don't want to listen. You might want to turn
That's
it off.
True.
You might want to, you know, but you got to just listen. It's just a talk show. All you can do is listen. Nobody's punching you or sticking a handcuff on you or me. Just listen. And when you hear something that's true, you go verify. You go see if Jesus ever said, pray to me. You go see if Jesus ever said, I'm God, follow me because I'm God. Or did he say, follow me and I'll show you the way to God? You
there
know?
You go.
So, you know, so these things are just so important and easy to get wrong. And we as Muslims who read Quran and try to follow the Prophet Muhammad, who's the last example of what the Quran means to us, the final example, the last prophet and messenger that we're going to get, we still make mistakes. We have to turn
That's
to scholars,
right.
and even the scholars have, you know, sometimes have different opinions on small topics, but we
That's
know
right.
that the path that we're on is right in the middle. The path
That's
is
right.
not extreme on the right or extreme on the left. It's right in the middle. So those small mistakes, as long as we try to correct them and we're trying to get nearer to our Lord, we pray that our Lord is going to forgive us for that. And our Lord
That's right.
could forgive anything. You know, but when we want to stay on a major mistake, you want to stay on a major mistake, that type of arrogance is not going to be, there's no place in heaven for that type of arrogance. When
no,
you
sir.
Go, you know what you're saying sounds right, and what I'm saying sounds wrong, but I'm going to stick to what I'm saying because I have too much pride and arrogance to let it go. That kind of kibber, there's no place for that in the paradise. And if there's no room for that in the paradise, then where are you going to go?
Exactly.
You're going to go someplace else. You know, and may Allah protect us from that. So, alhamdulillah. I mean, the opening was short, but, you know, when you open with, our, you know, with Fatiha and you open with the truth from Allah, there's just, you know, really too much for words. And we ask Allah to, you know, bless us to put our head on the pillow closer to Him tonight than we were, you know, before we put our head on the pillow and not further away from Him.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum to you, brother. May the peace and the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon you, and may Allah's peace and mercy and grace soon reclaim His creation down here on earth, as Allah said He will do so. He will make this earth back to an earth where there is no evil. He will destroy all evil very soon. He said this in every one of his revelations. He said it with the first major prophet, Noah, peace be upon all the prophets and messengers. He said when he destroyed the world with the flood. He said after that, whenever the people in the world, the majority of people all over the world would become evil and turn away from him, and he sent messengers and prophets to them, and they reject them and kill a lot of them. He said he'd give them so much time to accept this truth, after which he don't give them no warning. He just destroy them all at once. And you can, but understand, he said that he do give them signs before, always warnings and signs before punishment. I mean, I'm going to give you a small example. It's small, but it's really big. I say to people all the time when I'm out teaching, you don't have to tell nobody right from wrong. They don't have to be a Muslim by name, Christian, Jew, whatever you want to call yourself as far as the religion, Hebrew, Israelite. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. Everybody know right from wrong because it was created with this gift from Allah. Our Creator created the nature in us to know right from wrong, and then he gave us a head start on wrong by creating what? Our nature good. So by nature, when everybody, anybody, the worstest person in the world, when they do wrong, they know they're doing wrong, and when they do right, they know they're doing right. It's a difference between right and wrong. When you do right, you feel good. And when you do wrong, you feel bad, even though you may ignore that bad feeling and keep doing the wrong because you're getting a little false pleasure out of that. But that's just what it is. It's false pleasure. Only the goodness of our Creator can give us everlasting pleasure now and in the hereafter, after we die. I want to read a little something here to you all. Allah has blessed me, or the Creator has blessed me to be a writer now. And he reveals to me his knowledge, and I write it down on paper, like his prophet Muhammad did 1,400 years ago, prayers and peace be upon him. I want to share this with you. It was a group, a singing group, years ago. They used to go all around the country, and so I think sometime in the world, with a man named Imam Waqti Muhammad, and they used to, he used to teach the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, and they used to sing about the life, the Quran, the Holy Quran, and the life of the last Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prayers and peace be upon him. And the group was called the Healing Force. Now think about that word, the Healing Force. The first thing I want to say is that when we come into life, we are born in a woman's womb, and we don't come out all at once, and then that baby tries to stay in that woman's womb. So Allah, the Creator, he forces that child to come out of that lady's womb. I was one of the children. They had to cut my mother real wide because I was 10 pounds some ounces, and I was still trying to stay in there. And that's how, I'm giving you an example, that's how most people are. This world is a womb. This world is a womb of evil. And as long as you believe in this world and the things of this world, you will belong to this world of evil, and you will remain a slave to evil. And your final destination after you die and you are resurrected for the day of resurrection and judgment, your final abode, your Creator Allah has promised, will be the eternal hellfire. So we read, people, listening audience, the Holy Quran, as the brother said, has been sent down by our Creator as the healing force for the human being's heart. You know what I said? All diseases come from the human being's heart desires. And if the human being is to be healed of the evil that we do, is going to start in the heart. The human heart is the home for the soul of the human being. The love of the Creator is in the human heart. There is no life in the human heart and soul except the love of the Spirit of the Creator, His life-giving Spirit. So people out of Mother Earth, people of Mother Earth, your true life is in the power, force of the Creator's love. We don't think about power as being in love. Most people think power is in evil. They show movies on TV. They got all on computer. You look all around, your people are killing. They got crosses on their cars representing death and all that, especially in America. They worship evil. They worship death. They got movies now, many movies called The Walking Dead and The Day That People Turn Into Zombies, and they got tired of this life and they just became walking dead. They got all kinds of movies like this right here. Why is this? This is to keep you as a human being from looking inside. See, there was one a prophet of the Creator that said the kingdom of the Creator, Allah, is inside the human heart. So if you want to get rid of evil, you have to get rid of your carnal desires for the carnal pleasures, false pleasures of this world, this material world, and learn that the power is not in money, power is not in material things, but all power is in the Creator, and it's in His love. And we've heard this saying growing up, a lot of us, kill them with kindness. What are they talking about? Only the kindness of the Creator can kill the evil that people try to do to you. Just keep treating them kind. He didn't say love them. You can't love evil. But you can treat evil kind, and the Creator will turn evil around and make evil respect and show you love. So until you learn, people, to respect the power, force of the Creator's love, you will never live. You can't live. The first thing our Creator do to create the human body is to force, I said, the baby to come out of the mother's womb. So our life begins with the power force of the Creator's love. Allah is love. Allah's love is the healing force of the world. So if we want to stop this evil force that has almost destroyed all human souls, we must soon learn to respect and obey the power force of the Creator's love. This, people, is why the Creator's love conquers all evil. And as long as we, people of Mother Earth, don't learn to do this, respect the power of your Creator's love in you, you will always be a slave to the forces of the power of evil. When Allah created the human being, Allah created the nature of His goodness in every human heart. And only Allah's love and goodness can heal evil in the human heart and the human soul. We rest. Assalamu alaikum.
Pray to my friend. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And brothers and sisters, he's coming on. He's teaching you. He's teaching you. So please listen. Listen sincerely and seriously, because this is your life. These are God-given words, words from our Creator to bring to you, to awaken you to the reality of who you are, who your Creator is, and what's causing all of these problems, or who's causing all these problems and this evil in the world. It's wrong thinking. It's wrong thinking. And choosing the wrong person, choosing the wrong one, I should say, to follow, to listen to in life, following each other, doing as the Joneses do. This is what's causing all this evilness. Instead of following the one, creator, the Almighty God, the merciful Allah. He's already ordained you what you should do, given to you your instructions as to how to live. If you want a successful life, a good life, a peaceful life, a happy life, you must follow those instructions. If you throw them over your back, then he allows you to do that and see what happens. Live it your way. And this is the result of people living lives their way today. Living life the way you want to live. This is what happens, people. So you need to find your way back to the right path, straight path. And follow the instructions and guidance given to you by your Almighty God Allah, or whoever you want to call him. As long as you see him as one God and you believe in him, you sincerely believe, follow the guidance and instructions that's given to you to live your life, not try to do as man do and what man says to do. Stop following the Joneses. Start following your heart, your soul. And now we have here our, let me see, do you have a remark? Oh, that's Brother Larry. I'm going to try him. He said he doesn't want to talk, but we'll allow him to have a few words with us. We missed those good words, Brother Larry, so I'm going to call you here for a minute to allow you to say something, give us some knowledge, too. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, sister and brothers.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Larry. As-salamu alaykum to you.
Yes,
thank you for coming on today.
Yes, yes. You know, of course, I tuned in late, and I would like to give my greetings to the radio listening audience, and Sister Isla, I love you dearly, and I appreciate you calling on me. And wishing and hoping and trying to get some more out of me, but I just get so a lot of times in tune. I mean, Brother Shaheed and I talk, and sometimes we talk for many minutes at the time. But I just get so caught up in listening to the Imam on this great show here that. It just stand my ears up and all. So sometimes I feel like I'm in the masjid. So I get sometimes kind of lost in words because I be so in tune and just trying to listen and obtain some knowledge. And due to the respect of the imam that y'all have on the show, I try to free up enough time. Much time, so that the radio listening audience can also get the great teachings that these brothers bring across from the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad. But certainly, I truly enjoy the show, and but I would just like to listen in a little longer, and I hope that I can come back with some with some kind words of wisdom to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. It's not how much you say. It's not even what you say. Allah Almighty, he blesses you based on your intentions. Allah say, if you intend a good deed, and for whatever reason you're even not to carry out that good deed, he say, he will still reward you as if though you did a full good deed. That's how merciful the sister was saying Allah is, Sister Isla. Allah said when he decreed, ordained, to make or create the heavens and the earth here, he said he decreed, ordained, that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So Allah is long in forgiving. And Allah is long in punishment. And even then, when the punishment of Allah come, Allah don't bring the punishment on us. We bring it on ourselves by turning away from Allah and following our own ways. And Allah clearly says in the Quran over and over and over again for everybody that reads the Quran, he says all the good that happens to the human race come from Allah, our Creator. He's all good. And Allah says all the bad or evil that happens in our life, it comes from the human being. Not the devil, Satan, but the human being. And that's another mistake people are making.
around here trying to blame evil on something other than where the blame need to be, and that's themselves. Everybody got a gin. Every human being Allah created with a gin. And that gin is the free will to follow your self-desires if you so choose. See, nothing else Allah created have this opportunity. It has to follow Allah's divine moral law as he created it to the end of time. But man and woman can change. So because we have the will to change, just like people are doing evil, if they so choose, they can choose to do right also. But it's just like, I want to mention something like when we was growing up, Brother Larry. Most people are like a horse when that horse is not thirsty. You can take that horse to the water, but that horse won't drink not one bit of water. And you can beat that horse until you kill that horse. That horse will not drink a drop of water because that's its nature. And I often mentioned in the past about how you can't take the stripes off a zebra. Why you can't take the stripes off a zebra? Allah created the zebra with them stripes. That's the nature of the zebra. That's his colors. You can't get the colors. You'll kill him. And you often, Brother Larry, say that you can't take something out of this right environment and put it in a bad environment that is not conducive for its growth and expect for it to grow. So that's how we are as human beings. We cannot grow in evil, in an evil environment. And that don't just mean an evil environment in terms of your location physically. You can't grow in an evil environment in your own heart, soul, and mind. So in order to grow spiritually, you got to be willing to evolve or change. And Allah, since he don't need us, he don't need nothing he created, he's not going to force us to change. He needs an opportunity to us to change. If we want his goodness, or if we want to follow our own desires, which we see all the time leads us into what? Evil and destruction of ourselves and each other. So I'll stop right there at this break and just speak on things. Everybody, please, speak on what's being said, because it's serious. People are dying fast. One of my friends died, and customers died quickly 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
Some too.
Yes, yes. Now we're getting Shabbat and teaching you. We want you to join us to push those buttons. Have some feedback for us. Your questions, your thoughts, let us hear from you. Push the number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there. You're listening in. Our statistics show that you are listening, but we want to also see that you're listening. We know that most of you don't like to talk, but if you can say just a word or two, let us know that we are even bringing you information, the knowledge, the wisdom, the message from the Creator that you have come to hear, that you want to hear, and that you are thankful for it, that is helping you, and pass it on to others. Invite them to live them out likewise. So again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the man Shabbat, the altar of the Creator, and that in any time that you want to say something, join us, the number one on the phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we would love to have you join us. Okay, I'm going to try again. And the one brother was saying about this, I don't know whether he would just like to have a comment or something to say. It won't even take a minute of time, because give us a little comment here. We'd love to hear from him. And I'm Abdul Kareem, and we're praying that you're feeling better, as as you listen to this show today.
Right now, Brother Abdul Kareem, and it is according to the Sunnah of the practice of Prophet Muhammad's life that when we are not, a person is not feeling well, don't call on them too much. Try to spend as less time with them as possible. That's a mercy from Allah too. So I did talk to our beloved brother Imam, and he told me that he would probably more or less, nevertheless, listen today. And I prayed the same prayer that you prayed for him when I called him before the show came on. And it's amazing because we said the same words in praying for the brother with a speedy recovery from his eyes, you know. So we can go on to Imam Abdul Kareem here with me and Winston if he wants to say something. Or if you don't have anybody else, I'll be glad to come back on myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can go back. So, Les, we do have a brother, Alan Mambus, and Winston Salem is here with us. So we'll have him again. No, I thought the brother's headset that he might just say something. So I mean, he wouldn't have much to say. So I thought he might just have a word at that moment that he would like to say, a comment to make. I apologize. Otherwise, I didn't know it can be very uncomfortable, especially come from the hospitals, any surgery that's been done.
Absolutely.
I've had 7 surgeries, so I forgive me. I do apologize and do understand, brother. All right. We will go on to the brother Ali Nam in Winston Salem, North Carolina. At this time, again, I promote him. Nam of Brooklyn. I assume I like them. Can you hear me, brother? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I'm sitting here pushing the wrong button. Brother, I apologize. I pushed the wrong button on you and I let you off instead of on. Can you hear me now?
Alhamdulillah. I could hear you the whole time, sis. I just think you couldn't hear me.
Alhamdulillah.
I just was adding to the dua that you made for the brother from Atlanta. May Allah give him shifa and give him a speedy recovery and a cure for whatever illness he has going on with his eyes, inshallah. We always pray for each other, for our Muslim brothers and sisters, and they always do the same for us. And that's another beautiful thing, is that when you make a sincere prayer, your prayer is answered. You know, Allah promises you that. It's just, you know, it might be in this life, it might be later, it might be now, it might be at a later date, you know, but it's always good to pray and wish good for your brothers and sisters. And, you know, Allah may send that same prayer and blessing back on to you. So it's a beautiful thing, and we pray that the brother from Atlanta recovers better than he was speedily, and alhamdulillah. There's two ayats in Quran that I just wanted to try to mention, inshallah, the meanings of, you know, translated into English, mention the meanings of them. And I think they could bring great benefit about the path that we want to be on as people who are trying to please Allah. You know, and Allah has named us Muslims, you know, and chosen Islam as our religion, as the religion that he's going to accept on the Day of Judgment. So we want to be on that. There's a ayat in Quran in chapter 5, which is Ma'idah. And verse number 16, Allah says, and this is, I'm saying in English, the meaning is translated as, by which Allah guides those who pursue his pleasure to the ways of peace and bring them out from darkness. Allah brings them out from darkness into the light by his permission, and he guides them to the straight path. Okay, and I'll read that again. I'll read a different translation so we can get a different meaning. Wherewith Allah guides all those who seek his good pleasure to the ways of peace and He, Allah, guides them out of darkness by His will onto light and guides them to the straight way. That's the Islamic monotheism that we're on. The straight way is the way of His oneness that we take very, very seriously. You know, the Tawheed, the way, His way, the way of oneness that He taught every single messenger from every single prophet, every single messenger, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are all on the same way, that oneness of Allah. And we know in English, one could mean a million, you know. It could be, you could say one person, but there's a million people. You know, you say one person in that city, there's a million people. So you have to really narrow down one, you know, one. You have to say nobody else but that one with the blue hat. You know, you have to really narrow down one because, you know, there could be many humans, many people, you know. So when we say Allah, that oneness of Allah, there's no nothing like onto Him. There's no creation, nothing, you know, there's no, definitely no human being that you could beat and whip and try to hang on a cross is going to be Allah, because there's nothing like Allah. Nobody has put their eyes on Him. Nobody definitely has put their hands on Him. So this is the creator of the heaven and earth. And Allah says that straight way, He guides whom He wills to His pleasure, and He brings them out of the darkness and into the light by His mercy, by His will. He brings them into the light and onto the straight way. And then the other ayat that I wanted to read is in Surah Al-An'am. That's the next surah. So the next surah, from going from 5 to 6, and verse number 39 says, "But those who deny our verses," and Allah says "our," and the scholars explain that "we" and that "our" is of majesty. It doesn't take away from the oneness of Allah. It doesn't take away from the oneness of Allah. Excuse me, I just had another call come in. But our verses, but those who deny our verses are deaf and dumb within darkness. Whomever Allah wills, He leaves astray. And whomever He wills, He puts him on a straight path. So we don't want to be the one that Allah leaves to go astray. Allah could leave anybody who is stuck on their own arrogance, or stuck on their own ignorance, or stuck on their own pride, or stuck on their own whatever it is. He can leave you to go astray if you just insist on being stuck on something that you know is not the truth. So we pray that Allah protects us from being stuck on any ignorance, any incorrect perception out of our own pride, out of our own arrogance, out of anything, out of misguidance. We pray that we're not stuck on anything that displeases Him. And Allah says right then, right, alhamdulillah, "But those who deny our verses," so that's people who heard the verses of Allah and denied, "I'm not going to listen to that." Allah says, "I'm one. I'm not going to listen to that." Those who deny our verses are deaf and dumb within darkness. And whomever Allah wills, He leaves them astray. And whomever He wills, He puts them on a straight path. And we want to be among those who Allah puts on a straight path. So we definitely don't want to deny any verse from Allah. And that's just the part I wanted to say. Allah always balances, always gives you balance. You know, always gives you the balance. This is the good, and you're going to get a great reward from Me if you do the good. And we know Allah's promise is true. This is the bad, and there's a punishment for you if you do the bad. You want to stay away from Allah just gives you the balance. So from one ayat number 5, He says, you know, approach Me, and I'm going to approach you, and it's going to be good for you. And in the next one, He says, if you don't, I'm going to leave you to your own way. Have all the fun you want. But at the end, we are going to have to answer to Allah. And we pray that when we go to answer to Him, we are in a way that pleases Him. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very beautiful, brother. And well said. It was very plain and very serious, you know, because, you know, there's a thing called self-righteous. And if I'm not mistaken, I stand to be corrected, this self-righteousness is what got most people into their own evil. They're trying to blame Satan, but no, it's themselves. Self-righteous people is described like this by a saying of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad said, be careful of self-righteousness. He said, because self-righteousness is like a black ant in the pitch blackness of night on a black rock. He said, who can see that? Who can see that ant? Only Allah. So what is the message we're trying to get across here? Okay, when we say, I've done this good, I've done that good, I help these people, I'm doing this good. But why are you doing it? What is the purpose you doing the good you do for? If it's not to please Allah and Allah alone, it's unacceptable by Allah. And this is where pride comes in, that when you do things and you have that I in there, I. There's no really reality in us saying I. We don't even really exist as a soul unless Allah's life is inside our body. Just because you see people walking around out here, it could be 7 billion or 8 billion. The majority of them are walking dead. Why? Because they are trying to get, they are worshiping evil, the things of this world, and they're expecting to get good out of the evil, like these oil people that own these billion and trillion dollar oil companies around the world, dumping all this toxic waste in the ocean, our fishes and seafood in the sea full of mercury, pores, and chemicals that would destroy our body. They spray in the air, and they're doing this as I talk right now to kill off the majority of the population in all the countries in the world right now. And they work for Satan. So Allah tells us in the Quran, we have an arch enemy down here on earth, Satan, and Allah say treat him as an enemy. So what is Satan? Satan is the personification of evil. So when we follow our own evil ways, we become a partner with the devil. And then we start working for the devil, spreading the evil that he wants to spread to kill other human beings that might want to get to Allah, might want their spiritual life, their soul saved. He sent his evil followers to them and try to make the followers of Allah think they're our friends when they are really a wolf in sheep clothing. So like the brother Imam just said, if the Creator don't guide you, you can't get no guidance from nobody else. And if he leave you astray to your own evil, your own false ways, your own selfish desires, nobody can guide you back to him. Here lately, a lot of people have been calling on me, asking me to help them, you know, to give them the right guidance. And this is what I say to them. I say, I can only give you the word of your Creator, our Creator Allah, but it's up to you to follow his guidance. And I say, the only way you can follow his guidance, you can't follow yourself and follow your Creator too. You have to give up yourself. Allah says in the Quran, when any human being wants to serve their Creator, they have to give him their will. So when you give their whole will, wholeheartedly, he said, when you do this, that you know what that means. That means you don't no longer have a will. So your will is exchanged with the will by the will of Allah. Allah gives you his will, and he takes your evil will. So your will becomes what? Allah's will. So when people see you, that's why Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, say, when you do that, when people see you just like they're doing me now, you remind them of Almighty God, Allah, your creator. Everywhere I go, people are just drawn to me like honey to bees, talking about God and saying, God bless you, brother. And even the people that people put down, drug dealers, homosexuals, whatever, they all too respect me and saying, we glad you out here. We glad God got you around here with us. We need you, brother, and this type of thing. And this is what makes me feel good. So if I die today, my life won't be in vain. All our life is supposed to be just like all creation. We was created to contribute good to the goodness of Allah's creation. It's all good, not bad. Allah says in my conclusion, in the Quran, his holy, his spiritual and final revelation, you know, Allah said to the believers, those who truly believe in the unseen, know that the Creator is unseen. You can't see him with your physical eyes. Almighty God, Allah say, he enjoined the believers, those who believe in him, to all that's good. And he forbid us from all that's wrong or bad. And he also says, strive. He enjoined us to strive as though we're in a race towards all that's good. And he also say, a lot of Muslim leaders don't teach this enough. He also say, fear him. And they say, fear the fire. Also in that same successor of what I'm saying, he says, strive as though you're in a race every day in repentance. You know what that means? That means you got to keep your heart in repentance. Why? Because he created us weak in flesh. And without the grace and mercy of Allah, the power of our Creator to help us, we will always sin. We can't stop ourselves from causing us to sin. Only our Creator can give us the strength, the spiritual strength to stop our own sinning and sinning in this world. So people, this is serious. We got to die. And people are just dying so fast now. I looked at a movie called The Green Mile. And this man, a black man, he was a miracle of Almighty God. And he healed white people. They were sick, had cancer and everything, kidney infection. He healed them through the power of Almighty God. And two little girls got killed by a white guy, and they wanted to blame him. This was like back, you know, maybe 80, 100 years ago. And they locked him up. And after he showed the gods and everybody the healing power that Almighty Allah had blessed him with, it was when he was on death row for killing the two little girls that he didn't kill. He was trying to heal them, but this is powerful. It was a certain amount of time that Allah gave him power to heal people when they got killed. And after that certain amount of time, he couldn't heal them no more. Okay, this is a powerful message. And this was a black man. And then when it was time for the black man to go get electrocuted, killed, the white man, he didn't want to kill him because... And they were scared because he didn't know what God was going to do. He said, what God going to do to me on the day of judgment when I stand before him? And he said, you killed one of my miracles. And the black man said, God, the Almighty Creator, the Father, say he'll forgive you. He'll understand. He said, because, you know, I'm tired of this world and all this evil and how people just hate you. And he was a big man, about 7 feet tall and big. And he said, people just pick at me and they just don't love each other and they love evil when they're hurting each other and everything. He said, so I'm ready to go. I'm ready to leave. So I'll tell the Father, if he let me, that you've done a good thing because I was tired of living that way. So I'm just saying that to say, my mother, peace be upon her soul, she was a very godly woman, spiritual woman. And she used to say, I don't want to live in this hell, this world of hell, and die and go to the eternal hell in the hereafter. And I say to you all that we are living in a world that's similar to hell. It's not the real hell, but it's similar to hell. Why is it similar to hell?
because every day you don't see nothing getting better. You see things getting, most people getting worse in their sin and wickedness every day. And in hell, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to live. You're going to be tormented forever. Now, who in their right mind wants to go to that place? And it's going to happen because you're going to die even if you don't believe in it. And you're going to be resurrected for the judgment of what you did here in this world. So let's try to start living a righteous life and be sincere. Stop playing games in religion. Stop taking religion to be a convenience. I'll be religious when it's going to benefit me materially or worldly, but when it ain't going to benefit me worldly, I don't want to talk about God. Let's talk about something else. All right, Salaam Alaikum. Peace.
Alaikum Asalaam. Y'all listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Mount Shaheed Shabbat, reality of the Creator. I want to thank you for joining us this morning as he brings to us this beautiful discussion on life is in the goodness of Allah and the human soul. The goodness of Allah in the human soul. And people, as you said, we look at this world today and we feel like most people have rejected Allah's goodness, taken it, brought it to the side and said, get out of my soul, get away from me, because of all the evil is worse than ever today, as we can recall. And we look also, I was looking at the Hurricane Dorian, who has went all up and down the coast of America, but destroyed some bridges in the Bahamas. And I thought, and I looked at the Bahamas, it was like it never existed, you know. And I heard some saying that it is man that has caused these hurricanes like this. And that is a sickness. That's an evil, wicked man that would do something to us. But look at the blessings of Allah. If man tries to destroy the lives that you want to take, like them, that they're trying to kill a lot of people. They send too many people on earth and too many poor people and all. But if man is doing this, a lost spirit from the majority of the people, only a few people died in a hurricane like that. That is really amazing. There's such a few number of people died in that hurricane when it practically took the whole place. It's very few buildings that you see standing, and they're probably not livable. And so they say that, I understand that America is supposed to bought this island, and it's been like deception since the island is full of false impressions, glamour, glory, you know, and enjoying so-called speech, just having fun and all. On that island, there's a lot of evil going on. A lot of wickedness going on. So, a lot of people say, come back to the uplands. He'll let you go for a while. He's going to get you. And if it belongs to America, for the American soul, the evil that she has done, and now she's responsible for taking care of his people like she's been all alone. I understand the repeating of people over there. Like slaves over here, like very evil. And not taking properly. So, people, this is what you get when you choose to do wrong, to follow your heart, to serve Allah's heart, and follow man. Everything has a message in it on this earth. And we are seeing now Allah taking lives and property like never before. And just about every storm we have, there's property being destroyed in it. And people, that's also because you have to have money to rebuild and millions of dollars to rebuild a place like that, you know. So it's bringing down the economy. But we want to thank Allah for blessing us to become aware of the necessity for us to turn around. He's given us a message. And giving us a warning, a chance to do right, get it together, do right, to listen to our hearts, the soul, the human soul, and come back to Him. Bring out that goodness that's in us and start reaching out and helping one another. And that's what we did to a lot of people here, a lot of human support this time, helping each other, supporting the people over there in the Bahamas. and those who have certainly touched all of America, but of course nothing compared. Like you said, sort of like Hurricane Dorian, he just teased America as he passed by, the hurricane passed by. And so he put fear into America's heart that she might receive the same thing.
That's right. That's right. And they were scared. Americans are scared because they are so, into so much evil, so deep in the evil.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So people, we see what we're doing. We're bringing this evil about ourselves. We can't say why this is happening. It's happening because of you. So anyway, we want to thank you for joining us and have others to listen to. And if there's any comments, please push the number one button on your phone, people. Push the number one button, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Now I give to you again. We'll let the brother in Georgia speak again. Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to give the phone, it back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz and also Brother Imam Kareem from Georgia. And Brother Imam Kareem, if you have anything else to say, you're welcome again to give us some more blessed message that Allah has sent to you together.
Brother Imam Abdul Kareem?
Which one?
Are you still here? Are you still with us?
This is in Winston-Salem?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, we're trying to get you, Brother Imam, in Winston-Salem to see if you have a few more words of encouragement.
Alhamdulillah. No, I thought I heard the sister say Atlanta. Alhamdulillah. No, really, I'm just, listening and contributing when I can. But the message, even, you know, with what the sister was saying, is just a beautiful message. So I didn't have anything new to actually contribute, I could, if you need me to make a dua or anything like that, I definitely can. But I'm just, I have you on speaker, and I'm just running around doing all kind of things over here at the house. So alhamdulillah.
Okay, well, I want to speak, since you are doing that, Brother Imam, a little bit more on and let the people know that even though we are our own worst enemies simply because we have freedom of will, and we can be self-deceived to believe that our evil is good. And this is what's happening to most people, Muslim, Christian, Jew. But see, this part of the talk, I'm talking about the spiritual warfare between evil and the human soul. See, it says here the strength of a splendid rope. It says a five-fold standard rope is stronger than a single strand rope. Meaning that if you tie a rope five times, it's stronger than one time. It's saying now Satan realized this, that he must bind you with more than a single rope. Just one thing. Again, he takes Allah's word. The devil takes, Satan takes Allah's word. And he uses it, its principles, the principles of Allah's truth, to his advantage. Yes, he do. So instead of just having you bound by one cord of sin, he comes with five strands in his cord. Now let us name the strands of this cord. For example, let us say that your first cord is crack cocaine. The five strands are lusting. And this says here in Romans in the Bible, I guess this is chapter 1, verse 25 and 28. It says, For this cause God grave them up unto vile affections. for even their women, that did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the nature use a woman burn in their lust one towards another. Saying homosexuality to tell you how it come in and lesbianism. It say men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was not meet, was not right with Almighty Allah. And even as they did not like to retain Allah, the Creator, in their knowledge, Allah gave them over to a reprobate mind. That's a confused mind, a cursed mind, to do things which are not convenient. Now, this is about lying. This is Proverbs 6, chapter, ayat of verse 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. This is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are delight. It say people that lie all the time, they delight. They enjoy lying. Okay? That's the message. This is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 6. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. This is Proverbs chapter 26, verse 28. A false witness shall perish, but the man or woman that heareth speaketh constantly. They say false witness shall perish, but that the man that heareth speaketh constantly. So what it's saying is that if you bear false witness, you always you know somebody lying, but you go along with them anyway. It can be the part of that. You know he lied, but you go along with him anyway. Say that you are a person that you constantly will be in that lie, and you won't be able to get out of that lie. And the third one is running. This is Proverbs 28. Okay, well, we're gonna wrap it up with this fourth part, fearing. This is Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth their trust in the Lord shall be safe. Okay, with that said, we would like to say thank you all for coming on, listening today. We hope that our Creator will forgive us if we said anything that wasn't in accordance with His will, because that wasn't our intention, and we hope that He blessed us to say something that will cause somebody, if it ain't but one person listening, to wake up to the reality of life, which is not outside of them, but it's inside their heart and soul, when their heart and soul desires to please their Creator, Allah, and only Allah alone. So we close with prayer as we begin with prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We say, people, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the Lord of all worlds, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for help, because only Allah can help us, our Creator. Show us, Allah, we beg you, your straight way, as the Imam said, the way of those on whom you guide and you keep on your straight path, and you protect them from going being of those who go astray from your straight path after you have created us and guided us aright. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to the Sun, the broadcast of the members of Yichabah, the reality of the day.
Brighter evening. One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and things.